taking quizzes.
We haven't done that in a while.
Historical.
Look at this. This is what I was doing. I'm already recording too, so this might be just an episode.
Holy shit. You just gonna have me just jump in like that?
I was gonna take this quiz. You could just sit and watch.
Watch the master work. I mean, that's fine, but I just told the whole world how I had to make some deposits into our local sewer system.
Oh, I mean, I'll cut that out if I remember.
I mean, you don't have to.
Los Angeles Raiders. It's definitely added. Falk. Carter. Oh, it's Harrison. No. Oh, I got Harris. Harrison. Cleveland? That has to be Brown. Minnesota. Play for 7 teams. Running back. Peterson. Chicago. Running back. Play for 1 team. That's Payton. Wide receiver. Play for 1 team.
That's
Fitz. Tight end. Only play for 1 team. That's Gates. Running back. Started with Washington. Play for 2 teams. That's Mr. John Riggins. Running back / receiver for the Baltimore Colts. That was before my father was born.
Know the name. He played with Unitas. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, that's the era.
What's his name? I bet if I look it up.
Hold on. That's cheating.
I'm not.
Come on now.
Okay, I don't know. Fuck. I forgot his name.
Running back, Seattle. 2 teams. That's Alexander. 111 touchdowns, start of Kansas City, playing on 2 teams. People will take Kelsey. No, it's Gonzalez, people.
I didn't even see this.
Running back, Tennessee, play with 2 teams. That's Henry. Detroit, 1 team. Running back, Sanders. Wide receiver, Tampa Bay, 1 team. That's Evans. Wide receiver, Green Bay, play for 3 teams. That's Adams. Wide receiver, Green Bay, play for 1 team.
Driver.
That's Sharp. It's probably Driver. Nope, it's not Driver. Oh, it's probably he played with Star.
I don't remember those receivers.
Seattle played with 1 team. That's probably Largent.
Yeah.
Running back, starter San Francisco, played for 5 teams. That's Gore. Mm-hmm. Running back, starter for the New York Jets, played for 2 teams.
Curtis Martin.
Can't remember his. Yeah, there you go. Like I said, can't remember his first name. So now we got 2 guys that played in the 50s and 60s.
I forgot the Baltimore Colts for and the Green Bay. Because I've seen enough old videos of the Colts, especially when they won the Super Bowl.
Whoa, me and you are opposite right now. You're a black guy drinking tequila, and I'm a Mexican drinking whiskey. That's funny. Well,
I mean, more like cognac. Still the same.
Look, I did what I said I was going to do.
And I'm back on, and I just got a quick little bottle just because I'm not taking the pills anymore. And they suck, and that's probably the reason why I was able to take a good shit. It actually messed that up. Side effects.
Okay, so who was the receiver for the first Super Bowl? First 2 Super Bowls?
You're asking me?
With Star. Well, there's only 2 people here, unless I'm talking to myself. Or, I mean, we have a minute, but we could just say quit and see answers. And we could just, you know. Because the goal, on my goal here, people get, on average, it's 21.4 out of 28. I got 26, or you got 26. So, as long as I'm above average, I'm happy.
Oh, we better be.
Let's see. Lenny Moore and Don Hudson.
See, I wouldn't have gotten Don Hudson.
I remember Don Hudson.
I was thinking someone else.
I say it like I saw him play, exactly. But no, I just remember seeing his name. Alright. Does any of these guys intrigue you? Can you name the last player to rush for 1,000 or more yards in every season, in a season for every NFL franchise?
Let's fucking do it.
The last player. All right, so average is 24.2 out of 32.
Let's see how many I can get.
Okay. Can you see it? Do I need to read them off to you?
Mm, I can see it. So, Arizona, 1,000, 494 yards, 2024. Fuck. So, this is recent.
It's last year.
I don't remember who their running back is.
Brother. Cancer survivor.
Old boy from Pittsburgh. What's his name?
Yeah.
Don't tell me his name. Let me try to remember. Fuck.
Why am I? This is a time quiz.
I got it right. I forgot his name, though.
It's Connor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Atlanta 2024 Bijan.
Yeah.
Baltimore, that's Mr. Henry.
Yeah. I put January, but Heartbreaker knows
Buffalo,
what I mean.
2024. Was it Singletary? No. He's on the Giants. No, I'm wrong. Fuck.
Yes.
His name? Cook.
Yeah.
They had 1,000-yard rusher?
Yeah.
Carolina had 1,195 last year. Was it Chuba Hubbard?
Say it again?
Chuba Hubbard, however you say his name.
Yep, Chuba Hubbard.
Damn,
the bubblegum, Chuba Hubbard.
Damn, he racked up that much.
Dude, he went off like the second half.
He went off after I dropped him, that's what.
Exactly. I dropped him too in my work league. Dropped him, started to go on lights out.
Chicago
2022.
That's surprising.
I actually know this. I don't think you'll get it though,
because I don't remember. I don't know who they're. Mm-hmm. I can't think. The last productive running back I remember for the Bears was Matt Forte.
Okay, well, I would say Matt Montgomery was probably the latest guy, but this isn't him.
Okay, I'm out. We'll skip that one.
Yeah.
Want me
to tell you?
Okay, go ahead. We got 2.5 minutes.
It's Fields.
You gotta be. Stop. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's just.
That's embarrassing.
It's Fields.
Okay, moving on.
It's a quarterback.
Cincinnati, 23. Yeah, yeah. He's gotta be Mixon.
Yeah, that's right. Current. Oh, and look, you got him for Houston too. Double answer.
Wow. All right. Cleveland, 15-25. That's gotta be. What's his face? We got him. Houston got him this year.
Yeah, he did. You did. They did get him.
Why am I forgetting these names, man? What's wrong with me today?
Where do you play at? Do you play Alabama?
No, he played at Georgia, I think.
Georgia. Played at Georgia.
Chubb.
Yeah, I was about to say Chubb or Hubbard, but it's not.
All right, I got to speed this up. Dallas, 2024. Yeah. Fuck, I don't know. Oh. That's got to be.
Oh, it's Dowdle. Sorry.
Damn, Rico?
Rico Dowdle. Yeah. All right. Denver, 2019.
Wow.
This is like a one-hit wonder type
guy. Patrick Lindsay.
Yeah.
Did I get it?
If I can spell it right.
Okay, there you go.
Philip
Lindsay. All right, there we go. Wow, I can't believe I remember that. Right. Detroit last year, that has to be Gibbs.
That's good. That's Gibby. Green Bay last year.
I don't
year.
Remember who their running back is.
Probably it's Jacobs.
Oh, my God. They just picked him up and I had him.
Oh.
I'm stupid.
Double answer. For the Raiders, too.
All right.
Indy last year.
Indy. Jonathan Taylor bounced back.
Yeah, he did. Jacksonville 2 years ago.
Shit, Fournette's gone.
So he played with Chuba Hubbard.
I don't remember.
Not Chuba Hubbard. He played with Nick Chubb at Georgia. No, that was Sonny Michel.
I don't remember.
No, okay. He picked for Clemson. There you go. ETN.
Okay. Kansas City. Jesus Christ. It's been that long?
2017. I was about to say
Charles.
Jamal Charles.
Yeah, let's go with Jamal Charles.
No.
I'm going to go with
he was out in like 2014, 2015. Yeah. I think it's Hunt. Yeah.
Okay. Let me get New Orleans 2017 because of time, because that's crazy. Oh, the Chargers 2017. Fuck. Ryan Matthews. I don't know.
Okay. No,
I'm gonna wait that.
No, hold on. Okay, this is what we're gonna do. I'm gonna answer the right side. So you got pretty much the whole left side. Okay. Besides two.
And just have me guess the right side.
I'm gonna answer the right side. Go Gordon. There you go. Los Angeles Rams last year. That was Kyren Williams.
Melvin Gordon. Raiders. Wow.
Jacobs.
Oh, excuse me. That
Miami 2 years ago. Mostert.
I usually mute my mic.
Minnesota 2024.
12-10.
New England 2022. That's Ramondre Stevenson. New Orleans 2017. They haven't had a 1,000-yard rusher in 7 years. That's Mark Ingram. New York Giants 3 years ago, when they had him, Barkley. Yeah. Double answer.
15 for the Jets.
New York Jets 2015. No clue. Pitt last year. Harris. Seattle 2 years ago. Probably Walker when he's healthy. San Francisco 2 years ago. McCaffrey. Tampa Bay last year. Irving. Tennessee last year. Pollard. Washington 3 years ago. Peterson was already gone.
I was in.
It's not that. And Morris. Alfred Morris wasn't.
That was after.
Oh, he's on the Patriots right now. Mr. Gibson, probably. Yeah.
Wow, you're good.
The Jets? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the Jets.
Ten years ago? Chris Ivory.
Wow. Jets do better.
Watch this video get so many views because we're actually playing like NFL quizzes that, but because we're talking NFL and we're making people think.
So Teddy Bridgewater got signed.
Yeah, to the Bucks. I saw that.
So he's making, they're gonna pay him that money that he gave, that he donated to help those kids that got him suspended because he was being a positive figure in the community.
He was, yeah, he was. Now I can see why.
Yeah, they talking did what about they did. Stipulations and stuff. But look at what he did.
Listen, he did a good deed, no doubt about that. But then if I was like the rival team is like, what the hell? I don't got that type of money.
I can't compete with a retired former NFL player that got deep ass pockets. Exactly. And so you know it was them that snitched.
Somebody did. Oh, he did for sure. You're right. Yeah. It was the Rebels team coach. And in honor of Terry Bridgewater, we'll play this one because it has his face on it. The rookie passing yards leader by NFL franchise. So each team's leading rookie passing yards. This one gives us the number too, so this one should be easier. The team, the yardage, the year, and the number.
I wish I gave more than 5 minutes just because we're talking and talking shit dirt. Holy shit! 1952 for the Packers?
Where'd you say that? Where'd you say that?
It's for the Packers.
Where's that? Oh, right here? Oh, that's Star. Come on.
Damn.
It's not Star.
Yep.
I don't know who it is.
We'll just go with
it. Till. I don't know. Okay, Ryan. Baltimore number 5, Flacco.
Yeah. Buffalo 86.
Buffalo Kelly. 1986.
Kelly.
It is, you're right.
Saint 2011 Carolina.
Draft class.
We know who that best. Is.
Yeah, one of the best draft classes ever.
Oh my god, yes.
Chicago number 18.
That was, last year. Damn, that's bad.
Chicago. Did you know Chicago has never had a 4,000-yard passer?
Yep. We know that. Ever. I bet they never had a guy throw for 30 or 40 touchdowns.
Since 2011, that's the redhead.
Right.
It's Andy Dalton.
Cleveland, that's Baker.
28. Yeah, there you go.
They give it away with the numbers. Dallas.
They do, Dan. Yeah.
Denver just last year.
Oh, it's Knicks. Yeah.
Detroit.
Okay. I need
Joey Harrington.
Is Harrington? Yeah. Oh, look at you. I didn't know that one.
Let's see. Green Bay, 1952. Go with Bart Starr.
You know, yeah, that's what I did. He didn't come up. No. You know, on the Detroit one, I would have put that guy on NFL Network.
Orlovsky.
Or Dan. Yeah, I would have put him. Houston, 2 years ago.
CJ.
Mr. Stroud.
Indy, we know who that is. Ruined a man.
They did.
That's going to be CJ Stroud 21. If the Texans don't get him no protection.
Yeah, for real. Kansas City, 1,400 yards. I'm going to go with the only great.
I know, no, it's not Lynn. That's way after Lynn Dawson.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know their quarterbacks up until Trent Green, when Joe Montana showed up in the 90s. I couldn't tell you.
He did. Yeah, I don't know. The Chargers, number 10, that's Herbert.
Herbert, yeah. The Rams.
Los Angeles Rams with an asterisk.
Is that Bradford? Yeah, Sam Bradford. The Raiders, that's Derek Carr in 2014. Yeah. Miami 2012, that's Tannehill.
Here. Tannehill.
Minnesota, number 2014.
Oh, it's the guy we were talking about. Yeah, Bridgewater.
I was literally about to say Christian Ponder. I was like, oh,
New England 2021. It's not Jake May.
That's Mac.
It's Mac Jones. Yeah. Oh, we got Daniel too, I know that. New Orleans 2000.
Aaron Brooks.
This is your era. The 95 to like 2005 is your era.
2013 and shit. Fuck. Oh.
Is that Sanchez?
No, that's Gino.
He's that old? Oh my gosh, he is.
Philly.
2016.
That's Carson.
That's Wentz.
Yeah. Pittsburgh 2004.
Roethlis Burger. Oh, look at that. Look at this
better. San Francisco 99. That's Jeff Garcia.
Seattle number 3. That's Wilson.
Yep. Tampa.
Tampa Bay.
That's James.
Winston. Yeah.
Tennessee 1984.
Moon.
Yep. Washington. That's Moon. That's Jaden.
Oh, it's last year. Yeah. Alright, so we couldn't get Green Bay number 15. Or Kansas City number 4. 52-79. Ain't none of our listeners are getting this. I don't care what they say. My football knowledge is up there. Let's see who they are.
I never would have gotten those. I never heard of those two.
And then Steve Fuller. What was the average? 27, we got 30. Look at that. Or 28. That's how we do it. You know what? I'm too scared to do baseball ones because I'm
not give it to baseball. Me. Give it to me.
All right.
Don't be scared.
Let's see. Do any of these in interest you? I can't speak. Drinking whiskey. It's affecting my speech. I'm stuttering.
I mean, I'll probably get the second one pretty easily, but let's try the third one first. The 35 home run season. Special trader. Underneath it.
All right. So average is a failing grade, 59%. Okay, so it gives you the home runs, how many home runs they hit, the year, and what team they did it on.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
So, yep, let's go. We got 1961 with 54 in the Yankees. I'm going to say Mantle.
Oh, yeah, six.
six. Oh, my God. That cleared off a lot. Okay. Let's see. 45. That's Berkman. I remember that season vividly. 2006.
Yeah.
99.
That's two.
Atlanta. That's Tripper Jones.
I knew the Berkman and the Jones. Baltimore last year. I know this one.
Who did it for Baltimore? Who's this? Cedric didn't hit that much for Baltimore.
No. It's the catcher.
Adley hit. He popped 44 last year.
No, wait. Probably not 44. There was a guy going off last year for Baltimore. He was like the first base or their DH.
Uh-huh.
No. Like, black guy or Mexican guy. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Big guy, too. Like he's big. Like, he's a
I actually don't remember. That's crazy. I don't remember that.
05 Rangers.
Mark Teixeira.
How do you spell that?
T-E-X... I... Something. I forget.
What was his first name?
Mark. Yeah. Try Mark Tex. See that? Wow, that... Well, no, that but... filled out for Arizona for Ketel Marte.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a look it up for you to spell it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I know T-E-I-X-E-I-R-A.
There you go. All
right.
Dang, he was there 1, 2, 3, 4 times.
Nice. All right.
All right.
42, 2025, Seattle. Oh, well, that's got to be Cal.
Yeah, it's this year.
Cal. Oh, they already got 2025.
Rightly.
Let's see. The Mets.
Mets 06.
Who was it? Oh, Beltran.
Who? Who'd you say?
Carlos Beltran.
You cut out then. That's true. 96 Mets.
96 Mets. Shit, I wouldn't know that.
Same year, but for the Padres. Dude, I'm not going to know any of these.
I might be wrong, but try Ken Caminiti for the Padres. I might be wrong.
Who?
Ken Caminiti.
Caminiti. Yeah. That's right.
I'm right?
Yeah.
Whoa, oh my God. I can't believe that shit. Okay. That was just a shot in the dark.
The next two, I got this. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's
no, that's cool. Oh, wow, he did it in 2018. I was about to say it would have been what's his name? Lindor in 2018.
No.
All right.
No.
All right. So we got 91, the Mets 38. Shit, I don't know that.
Oh, you know what? 2018
Cleveland again. That's got to be in Lindor.
Yeah. There it is. 2017
Toronto, 2017.
It was Bautista.
No, he was just a righty. Damn, who did that?
He was just a guy. No clue.
37 for Pittsburgh, that's Josh Bell. In 2019.
I
didn't
know Bell was a switch hitter. There's a lot of Mets on here.
Oh my God, I don't know the Mets then. I'm not going to know that St. Louis.
Mets in the 80s and 90s are just getting switch hitters. St. Louis, 1934.
That's the last time they had a switch hitter hit that much. I'm not gonna remember that.
Or no, this is just most home runs hit by
a switch hitter. Damn, that's still a long time for St. Louis. All the way at the bottom, 2006 for Oakland. I'm gonna say he was black. I remember him.
Whoa.
Yeah, of course it was a black guy. Milton Bradley. Try him. He didn't hit that much.
No.
Who hit 35 for Oakland in 2006?
What about 2019 Arizona?
Oh, where is that? Oh, 2019 Arizona.
Oh, too late.
Alright.
Anthony Santander. That's who hit 44 last year. I was a switch hitter.
The only reason why I didn't say him is because when you said first baseman, I took him out. I thought he was an outfielder. Howard Johnson for the Mets. Okay, my dad's going to be pissed. I couldn't fill that out. I didn't think
Oh, my gosh. 1, 2, 3.
I didn't think of Nick Swisher. Doggone it. I could have thought of him. For Oakland. I remember him. Yeah.
You know, if you I mean, the average is what? 20? You got 20 and a half? You got 25? That's good.
I'll take it.
That's real good. Let's do a tag team on NBA.
Yeah, maybe some help.
Can you name the player who scored the most points in a single game for every NBA franchise? All right. Atlanta's twice on here. What, 1961?
We might do bad on here.
Atlanta, 1986? Was that Wilkins? Let's go. We got one from Atlanta. Brooklyn, 60. That was Kyrie.
Ah, shit. Exit that out. My dryer. I thought I had the door closed.
Boston, 85 at third. Boston, 0 at Tatum.
Charlotte, that's Kemba. Chicago, we know that. Yeah. Cleveland, that's Donovan. Cleveland.
Oh, it's Mitchell. Yeah.
Dallas, Luka.
Dallas, oh, that's Doncic.
I don't know that
Denver, 78. Dallas Turner. No, I'm just kidding. Detroit, 42. Number 42.
I don't know that one.
I don't know, but I know this one. Chamberlain. Houston, 2019, number 13.
Sir.
That's Mr. Hard.
Indiana, that's Miller.
Yeah, that's Reggie. Besides, lost what? 74 and 76, the Clippers, number 11. No clue.
Clippers,
number 54 to 90.
No clue. You know that for the Lakers. I remember that guy.
Kobe, Memphis. 2022, Marat, Mr. Pew Pew, Miami, number 6, that's James, Milwaukee, number 34, that's Antetokounmpo,
and then you got Anthony Davis for New Orleans,
Antetokounmpo, let's go, Minnesota,
Cat,
really, Cat did that, sorry. New York Knicks, number 7. That's Carmelo Anthony. OKC in 74.
Seattle.
32.
Seattle, 74.
But
we know 2017 because we're young. We're youngins.
Yeah. Orlando, 2004, number 1.
Tracy.
Was that? Yeah, I was about to say, was that McGrady? Yeah.
Philly, that's Joel.
Number 21, when he's not hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Actually shows up to work.
Phoenix, Booker dropped 70, but lost.
Yep.
Portland, number 0, that's Dame time.
He's back. San Antonio.
Number 50, the Admiral.
Yeah, I was about to say you better answer that.
Sacramento, 2016, or 15. That's not George.
No, that's a Boogie.
Oh, Cousins. I was thinking, it's not Cousins.
What? He had a big score game from him once, I remember. But I don't know who.
Cousins.
Who was it?
Toronto, number 54. Number,
oh, I mean, that's, 40, 54, 23. Who's 23? Who's wearing 23 for Toronto at that time?
That wasn't Kawhi.
No, he was on there for that 1 year. I don't remember.
Who's this? Oh, no. Utah, 77, number 7, no clue. Washington, 06, number 0.
That's Gilbert.
No clue.
Dumbass. Well, he's not a dumbass. Well, yeah, he is a dumbass. We'll talk about him later.
And then Washington, number 3, 2021. Was Beal still there? He was.
Damn, he dropped 6.
So there's one from 2023 from Toronto that we can
think of. I don't know who that is.
I'm just gonna go. Oh, Bob Petit. That was the first one. Lod Hudson, David Thompson, Jerry Stackhouse, what a last name. Bob McAdoo, Charles Smith. Fred Brown. Oh, Fred Van Vliet.
Darren Fox was playing that long.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised he's been in the league almost 10 years now.
Yeah, did not know that.
I'm shocked by that. Pete Maravich. So, go ahead and talk about, break down Mr. Arenas being a fool.
Oh, well, yeah, getting caught up in that gambling ring. And how the hell do you know an Israeli gangster? Like, what kind of business do you got to be in to get in connection with those kind of people?
Basketball.
Yeah, okay. All right, Isaiah. Basketball. Yeah.
You know?
Well, we know we ain't going to be seeing nothing from that podcast coming anytime soon.
Never. It's, they have no comment on it right now. Let's go back to NFL. Because this is good. Can you name every NFL team's official mascot? That's a no from me, dog.
Look up something
real quick. That one looks really hard. Can you name the number 3 overall pick in every NFL draft since 2000?
Nope.
Dude. Bro. This is... Can you name the player with the most touchdown receptions in NFL history? I think I could get all of them. Alright, I'm gonna go for it. Most touchdown receptions in history. So first one's Rice. This guy. Oh no, it wasn't Owens. I was wrong. It was Moss. Oh, because they put NW instead of NE for New England. Stupid. Miami, Minnesota, and Philly. Did Chris Carter really start on Miami? That's crazy. Fitzgerald for Arizona. Okay, I can't type. Fitzgerald, Chargers tight end, that's Gates. This is Gonzalez, the next tight end. Tampa Bay, that's Evans. Green Bay, Raiders, Jets, that's Adams. Oakland, Tampa Bay, is that Brown? That is Tim Brown. Seattle, Largent. New England and then Tampa Bay. That's Gronkowski. San Francisco then St. Louis. I don't know. It was Isaac Bruce. Okay, good. A tight end that played for Chicago, Green Bay, New Orleans, and Seattle. I mean, I gotta go with Graham. There you go. Buffalo and then Washington. That's Andre Reed. Pitt. That's Larry Ward. Board. Green Bay and then Miami. Can't think right now. Miami, New England, Philadelphia, and Washington.
I'm a dumbass.
Let's go to skip down. That's Washington. That's probably Wayne. That's Smith. That's Hill. That's Bolden. These long ones are getting... I don't know who the Green Bay and Miami one is.
Someone that played for Houston, though. What receiver for Houston also played for Kansas City and Tennessee? I can't remember.
See, like, with these, I think...
This that's DeAndre.
I'm pretty sure it's the order. Oh, it's Hopkins?
Yeah.
It is, yeah. So, they started at the first team.
Yeah.
No, because look, DeAndre didn't start. Arizona, sorry, Houston.
Yeah, he did. Order. So they don't even have an order.
They just had the teams. Oh. Welker? No, he ain't that good. I just saw Miami, New England. I just thought Welker. You know, those only teams that he played on. Green Bay, Miami. Sharp. Jenny. driver. Nelson. I don't know any other Green Bay wide receivers. Hudson. We just learned about Don Hudson. No.
Oh, dude. I like your determination.
Okay. This one has to be Marshall. Brandon Marshall. Demaryius Thomas.
He didn't play for that name.
He didn't. I thought it was Marshall because it's Chicago, it's Denver, it's Miami. No. No Rod Smith. Look at this guy. He played for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams.
Collecting checks, man. Yeah. Trying to get that pension. What's wrong with him? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, my gosh.
Just give it up, Isaiah. Because I did.
I am. Would have got Mark Clayton.
Andre Rison.
I type Marshall, dude.
That's crazy.
What are we doing here? That should be 25 out of 28. But these three, I would have not got it. I'm not even gonna lie.
Well, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Isaiah, you wanna know what I have up on my screens?
What is that?
I couldn't help myself.
What'd you do?
We're going to break down and we're going to go week for week and see which is going to be better, the Cougars or the Longhorns.
Oh, my goodness. Here
we go. Because I am determined to make sure that Houston dominates in both, even if I had to fork off some money myself. Apparently, there's some booster who's, or whoever, is giving out like $25 million to Texas Tech. For their football, just football alone, and I mean that's only going to be good for them to go 7-5 like they usually do in the Big 12. So money doesn't matter.
I mean, these alma maters are passionate.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous, man. It's getting honestly ridiculous.
So. Do you want to go like week by week or do you?
Yeah,
want
to go and we're each going to go. We're gonna run. We're gonna do a quick round robin. So I'm gonna go first with Houston. So we got Houston SFA. Okay. That's an automatic W. If it's not, if Houston should start off 2-0. Now, Isaiah, if you say some shit about week two schedule, I swear I will drive down there and we're gonna fight in your front yard. If you say something about their week two game, it's gonna be revenge. So they're going to start off 2-0, and then we got Colorado coming in. That's 3.
Who's week two? You even say who week two?
Oh, I thought
was.
You had it up. Yeah, it's Rice.
No. Well, listen, I'm all about stats and history shows.
Shut the hell up. Okay, week 3 against Colorado. That's a dub. So we're 3-0.
Against primetime. Whoa.
Yes, that's going to be a dub. That's going to be a dub. They're coming to the probably. H. They ain't ready for that. Week 4 at Oregon State. Night game. Pac-12 at the dark. Crazy shit happens in Pac-12 at the dark.
Crazy shit.
Yeah. That might... I don't know. And knowing Houston, that might... I'm going to have to be... All right, I'm going to be realistic here. I'm going to chalk it up because crazy shit happens in a Pac-12 at the dark. So that might be an L. And the final score may be 51-42 or some shit like that. I'm just kidding. We're not going to score that much. Let's see. All right. Texas.
I think that's as many points they scored all
season. Houston, okay. Texas Tech. That's a revenge game. So that's going to be in the crib. So we're about to go 4-1. So we're going to take that.
That's crazy.
We're going to take that dub. All right. Then we're going to go on the road. So we got a surprise coming out the Big 12, people. We're going onto the road at Oklahoma State in Stillwater, Oklahoma, where they utterly collapsed last season. How do you start off 3-0? And then didn't they lose like 9 straight to finish the season? So we're going to continue that losing streak for them into this year. And Houston is going to go ahead, go up to Stillwater. They're going to beat the shit out of Mike Gundy. He can scream and cry and pout about being a man all he wants, but we're going to be the bigger man that game, and we're going to take that dub. So we're going to go with that. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 1. We are back at home, Isaiah, for what's this now? Week 7. Arizona, they usually trash. I don't have nothing to think about Arizona, so we're going to take that dub. Whoa. So now we're 6-1.
They have Arizona has a good QB.
How much they pay for him?
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't UT money, but they paid something.
Yeah, all right. 6-1. That's all I know. All right. Oh, we're going to double it up with the Arizona. So we're going to play Arizona at home, and then we're going to go on the road to Arizona State. Time to be determined. Could that be another Pac-12 after dark? See, Houston, we got...
Listen, no one want to watch Houston that night, man. I'll tell you that. They're lucky. You guys are lucky you're getting a night
game. Shut the hell up. All right.
Be grateful. You guys should be playing on Thursday.
First of all... That's all I'm saying. Whoa! Pause. First of all, I'll just wait until basketball season so I can shop back at UT, all right? You're going to talk that bullshit. That's why I enjoy y'all's yearly NIT trip that usually ends in the first round. Just so disrespectful. As I was saying, they're going on a road to Arizona State. Just so disrespectful. Is that Thursday night? Damn, that's for the fucking night. American.
Yep. It is. After what I saw with Rice last year, you guys know how deserved to be.
That's why they play on Friday nights. So, if you know, Arizona State is, I know I've in years past, I've seen them in USA Today about being one of the top.
Oh, by the way, their first game is Thursday night on Stephen F. Austin.
Okay, as I was saying, they're going out to Arizona State is... You know, Arizona State is one of the top party schools in the country. So U of H, you know, that culture is going to clash. And that's definitely going to fuck with their focus in that game. So we're going to take another L. So we're sitting at, what's that, 6-2 now. Back home, we're going into November. It's crunch time. We got to finish out the schedule. Got to win out. We got West Virginia. That's going to be a dub because, you know, them hillbillies up in the mountains, I don't. They're gonna be done. They go pick some coal or some shit. All right, we're going on a road to Central Florida. That's another part of school. That's gonna be hard. Did you know Central Florida has the highest enrollment in the state of Florida? It's not Florida State. It's not Florida. It's not Miami.
Wow.
Yeah, Central Florida. At least last I checked. Doesn't matter. Houston's gonna go on the road and get another dub. Isaiah, we are. What is this now? We are 8-1, so that's 1, 2, 3.
Oh, hold on. You four. Said you were lose to Arizona State.
Okay, 8-2. Okay, all right. 8-2. We have a chance. Uh-huh. Big.
Yeah.
Texas schools, back-to-back weeks to finish out the season. Got to go 12-2 so we can go ahead and play for the Big 12 title as the shocker in the nation. And squeeze our way into the top 12 for that college football playoff. And it starts on Thanksgiving week by beating TCU at home. And then it's going to finish on the road in Waco when we take that dub out in Baylor. Your Houston Cougars are going to finish the season at 12-2. And they're going to be in the top 12.
Hold on, sir. There's 12 games. They could finish 10-2.
10-2. Okay. Yes. Whatever. I'm trying to steal to it. We're going to be 12-2 once we win the first and the second round of the college playoff, okay? So, Houston Cougars are going to go into the playoffs at 10-2. And then they're going to win.
Let me tell you something.
What's that?
The two teams that y'all lost to, those two teams are going to be playing for the Big 12. All right, let's just get that.
Oregon State's not even in the Big 12.
You didn't say you'd be
lose. I said we was going to lose to Oregon State. Check the tape. No, I said Pac-12 at the dark.
You said Texas Tech.
No, I said that we're going to get the dub on Texas Tech. That was a revenge game.
That's crazy. They're going to show you why they got 75 minutes.
Shut the hell up. All right. We're going to move over to you. We're going to move over to UT. All right.
Listen, Texas, Houston go 10-2 and still not be in the top 25.
And that's because they hate me. That's why. And that's happened before.
It's not, Kyle. You got no top 25 teams in the Big 12.
Not yet. Not the fucking pre-schedule. The week one. All right, because they fucking hate me.
Listen, First game's Thursday night, all right?
That's because it's against Stephen F. Austin. Okay, we got to send them back. They have to make sure that at least the game is played while someone can still work the night shift at the gas stations up in Nacogdoches. Otherwise, the whole town's going to shut down on the weekend. They can't have that on the weekend because, people will be driving through and shit. So do it during a weekday where people will still be at work. If it's on the weekend, everyone is shut down. Who's working to cook at Denny's? Or a Dairy Queen?
There you go.
Or Whataburger.
Good old Whataburger. All right.
UT.
Just want to point out that UT has all Saturday games besides the last week. Anyways. Week one at Ohio State.
All right.
I'll be honest. I'm not a biased person. All right. I'll mark that as a loss. The quarterback got drafted. Some of their defensive guys got drafted. Tackle got drafted. The receiver, remember we talked about him months ago? Smith, he's an 18-year-old that's jacked. This team don't play. Both running backs got drafted, but I'm going to mark that as a 0-1.
0-1. Then already starting out the game.
Then we move on to a three-span home games, right? San Jose State, that's a win. UTEP, that's a win. Sam Houston, because Houston wasn't good enough, that's a win.
No, because they did not want to put Houston back on the schedule again. Because why the fuck did y'all have to put the Sam in front? Why don't want the rematch?
Because of ticket sales, no one's gonna buy those tickets.
Wow. Okay,
if we go to Houston.
Okay, no. Well, first of all, go ahead and put it back on the schedule. We'll go up to Austin and kick y'all's ass. Shit, I'll drive up there myself too.
So that puts us 3-1.
Watch UTEP come in and steal a win from y'all.
I'll get out of here. Florida and Florida, that's a win. They don't got anybody. There's no Tim Tebow there.
Oh my god.
Then we go to Oklahoma at home, Red River rivalry, that's a W. Kentucky over there, that's a W. Mississippi State over there, that's a W.
Sounds kind of biased Vanderbilt. To me, because there's a trip up at some point. There ain't no way Texas is going to blitz this damn schedule. Continue.
Brother, you are delusional. And I'm putting it nicely. And then we got Vanderbilt at home. That's a
Y'all W. almost lost to them last year. They're going to finish the job this year. Watch.
Oh my goodness! Listen, I don't want to hear it live from you until you show you can beat Rice. All right, you know how sad it's gonna be when I come home from Thursday work and I see Houston's playing. You're like, what the hell is this?
How about the fact that it's a fucking treat that's the only game that you get to watch?
Who?
To everyone. The fuck?
To who? You are the only one happy about a Houston Cougar game that I know.
Man, brother, you need to go to Houston, man.
I've been in there. A lot of Rice fans.
Oh, now that's a fucking lie.
And then we go to Georgia at Georgia.
That's a
loss.
Big fat fucking L.
And then we play at home against Arkansas. Play at home against Aggies. Those are both wins. So we finished 10-2.
Go 9-3, but okay.
That's crazy. To say you would beat any good team in the Big 12 is bonkers.
Watch.
I think y'all's baseball team scores more points than your football team.
You want to talk basketball?
Sure. If we could talk about all the sports, even our softball team. I'll go on the other side.
Okay, so you're trying to have an unfair advantage because I already know your wife is going to be the one feeding you those stats. That's not coming straight from you.
Listen, I see what games are on, and I don't even know if Houston has a softball team.
I tell you what, though, Houston has a volleyball team. We kicked that UT ass that one time I watched them play. I think I don't know what that was.
Probably not. Texas women's sports is top tier. Top tier. The best. you know, basketball season is in about like 4 months.
You know, Walmart, they consider themselves the best because they buy out everything else. So, you know, I guess to each his own.
Yeah, but then you like shopping at Target.
It's because when I don't feel like dealing with long ass lines and ghetto ass shit.
Hence, Houston Cougars.
Wow. Okay. There's a Target nearby. Wait a minute. Fuck, there ain't no Target
nearby. What's the... I'm going to look up Houston's... I'm going to look up DraftKings. And I'm going to look up
Houston. There's no line on that first game yet.
Listen, there's lines on the season.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Let me just go here.
Football, so we're settling on both college. Houston and Texas going 10-2, and possibly meeting in the college football playoff. Do you know that is going to be a
that is going to be a
fucking civil war. I'm not even joking. There's going to be a civil war in Texas if that ever happens.
That is crazy, Kyle.
I know, man. Can you imagine? Wouldn't it be awesome?
For who?
Well, for us.
I can't even find Houston on here. DraftKings said, like, nah. We don't want him. Let me see. Houston Cougars over under wins. They have Houston basketball. Of course they do.
There's Houston football. I think
FanDuel has them.
You're looking at the wrong spots. I bet if I look up something, man, you're taking fucking forever. Houston.
Hopefully.
Houston. Isaiah, this does not take this long.
Dude. Where are you finding it?
I'm on DraftKings right now. They don't have a line out yet. They don't have odds out. We'll check back.
No, but do you see Houston though?
Yes, I do.
Is it basketball?
Hold on.
You're probably looking at basketball. You're over here laughing at yourself.
I'm looking at it says Houston Cougar odds. No events currently available for the Houston Cougars.
Is it basketball?
Is it football?
Listen, because all the other games on Thursday aren't here besides Houston.
Because no one gives a shit about Stephen F. Austin. See, look, I was about to butcher the name. I was about to call him Sam Houston. No one even... I can't remember the last time I even drove through Nacogdoches. I'm going to drive through the sticks. I'd stay my ass on the interstate.
In which Sam Houston is off the interstate. Yeah, see, they got Sam Houston on here, but they don't got Houston at all.
I am looking at BetMGM right now, and it says
you had to go to a different site
because there's plenty of sites. It doesn't matter which site you had to go to. You took it too fucking long on DraftKings. Okay, shit. Hold up. Okay, here we go. No. The odds for Houston Cougars to win the Big 12 championship is +3,500. Isaiah, let's go drop some.